Well, let's talk about Rex Heerman. It's been a little while. Dramatic twist in the Gilgo Beach murder case. Rex Heerman's defense attorney, Michael Brown, suggested outside the Suffolk County Supreme Court on Wednesday that the former police chief, James Burke, could be linked to the infamous serial killings. This is the defense attorney for Rex Heerman saying this. Okay.
You know,
I've been saying that all along, but I was more like in tandem with Rex, not necessarily like it's just him.
Right. And we do have some really strange things that we had come across at Rex's house. Like, this guy was just a horrible creep and it fits the profile. But was there somebody else kind of helping? No. Maybe.
He had sex parties at his house, allegedly, with cops. And yeah, I don't see it being that far of a stretch to say that maybe the two cross paths at a time or two in that area, considering they're both high involvement with sex workers. I got to say that probably is a very likely possibility. Now, is it something where conspiratorially there is a connection of the police covering up Rex's crimes and not investigating them deeper? I think it's actually a pretty good chance of that as well, because
especially if he knows something.
And it's not to say that James Burke was necessarily involved in the killings, but if you start digging into that world, and James Burke is a part of that world of the sex workers, he would be exposed. So why would you want to throw a big spotlight over on that when it's going to expose you as well? I don't know.
Exactly.
I think there's a lot of possibilities there. I'd be kind of shocked if James Burke had something to do with the murders, but I could see the reason it wasn't investigated on any sort of serious level was because he was frequenting the same people and the same types of people in the same geographic area under his jurisdiction. So I don't know.
It just seems a little too coincidental.
Yeah, no, it does. It does. I'd be interested to see where that goes. During the media address, I mean, keep in mind, this is his defense attorney, so he's going to be trying to throw every other possibility out there other than Rex Heerman, despite the fact that his fucking hair was found on two different bodies. From the burlap sacks that were found in his garage. Brown highlighted the alleged dubious past of Burke, who previously led the investigation into the murders. There were numerous leads that came into Suffolk County Police Department suggesting that Chief Burke was involved in this, Brown claimed. Burke's criminal record includes convictions for assault, public lewdness, and unlawful solicitation. This very checkered past and criminal activity of the chief of police who was running the investigation is problematic for us, Brown stated, pointing out that Burke had prevented FBI involvement in the case, which could have brought additional expertise to the investigation. The hearing on Wednesday was a continuation of the judicial process to sift through potential evidence in the case against Heerman, who's accused of murdering four women over a decade ago. Their bodies found wrapped in burlap on the desolate stretches of Gilgo Beach. Heerman, dressed in a black suit and navy tie, was reported to be attentive during the proceedings, which involved discussions on the extensive amount of evidence, including a 12-terabyte hard drive related to nuclear DNA and digital extractions from devices seized from the residence. Suffolk County District Attorney Ray Tierney disclosed significant progress in the evidence processing, saying, quote, "Just today alone, we provided the Barnes missing persons investigation from the NYPD, which is approximately 2,500 pages, he stated. Indicating the scale of the investigation. Heerman's next court appearance is scheduled for June 18th, with a strict deadline set by Judge Timothy Mazzi for all discovery materials to be submitted by the end of July. So they're trying to get this thing on the road and get this to an actual courtroom for the actual trial itself.
Well, and Asa showed up today. She's in full support. It just seems like such a turnaround.
It does. It really does. I
wonder why.
I don't know. I don't know if it's something to do with the documentary and it's like, we need you to be supportive for this. I don't know. But if you're documenting something, you're not necessarily telling someone how they should be acting either. I don't know. I find the whole thing extremely bizarre. And we're talking about very broken human beings here as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. Very much so. I mean, this was a chaotic life that they lived. You know, and obviously we don't know the interior workings of this relationship, mm-hmm. but there was just a lot of weirdness going on. The house was in shambles, kind of a decrepit looking house, and he's an architect.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a hoarder house basically. And he's an architect and he's got like 100 guns or whatever, however many hundred in the basement, 200 in the basement, several unregistered and illegal firearms. He's collecting child porn on his computer in the basement, having sex parties, soliciting sex workers all the time. And he's married with a disabled child and a daughter. And this is all just normal and good, I guess, in the Huerman household. So.
Yeah, it's this guy gives me nightmares. When we first started following this case, he just creeps me out. I'm sure he creeps out a lot of people, but when he was looking up petite women, I just went,
oh, fuck. Some of his searches were so insane, and I don't have them in front of me, but they were so violent and horrible and just like, you're searching what? Just such a vile character. And there's no way around any of that. Those are facts. That's what they found on his search history and such. So
they were sadistic is how they're listed. Yeah. Rape, torture, bondage, just really deviant behavior.
And they were very specific too, which I found to be interesting because it was like specific color hair and then a specific body type, doing very specific actions. And it was all like rape oriented. And it made me wonder, I'm like, I wonder if you can connect the dots from some of the murdered victims, if he's describing what some of those victims looked like as he's trying to like relive those fantasies. I do wonder.
One of them was pretty girl with bruised face porn.
What the fuck?
Torture redhead porn, skinny redhead tied up porn, chubby 10-year-old girl crying.
Oh my God.
Blonde.
You see, if that's your search history, they should just be able to. There should be an alert that sends to the police department going, okay, this person is looking these things up in their home. You may go over there and do target practice on him. And then you just take him out right there in front of his computer and okay, game over. It's like, I don't have a problem with that. That would be totally fine.
Don't forget, too, he was searching, why could law enforcement not trace the calls made by the Long Island serial killer? Mm-hmm. Why hasn't the Long Island serial killer been caught?
Yeah, all that, too.
He's awfully close to this case for some reason.
Oh, well, how about his fucking DNA being at the scenes of the bodies? So
he's
beyond close to the case. He's literally immersed in it. With his body and his DNA, and it's everything points to him. So how Asa still stands by him is anyone's guess, other than very disturbed herself and has a lot of issues that are completely unresolved.
But the therapy that she's going to need.
Well, even if she ever admits there's a problem, I don't know. I still want to know what she knew and when she knew it. And yeah, I think that's going to be very telling. I'm waiting for it to be very much a Jinx moment, like Robert Durst, as they're filming this documentary. Because I'm going to guess at some point they're going to subpoena all of the footage, including the stuff that doesn't make the cut. And we'll see what that leads to. I'm very, very curious.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.